श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी थी नामिनी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे। As I was coming back to the temple this morning, I just thought, I just wrote down a few thoughts that I thought I'll share with you. First, I was thinking about the unlimited and inconceivable mercy of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ji. In my personal life, by the amount of Hare Krishna, by the by the reciprocation that Radha Gopinath do for anyone who sincerely wants, even once calls out with little sincerity, that at least I can vouch that I have experienced some drop of his mercy, even if it's a very insignificant babbling of a child, like prayer. Because I remember, it sounds very simple and foolish, but when I first came, it was a very instantaneous and very impulsive decision that I made. I'd never planned to stay here. I was introduced to Krishna consciousness in 1.5 years before I actually came first to the temple at Bangalore by a hearing impaired person. I thought I was rehabilitating his speech, but in the process he had rehabilitated my life. I didn't realize. And so I came here for a national conference of speech and hearing, and then I decided to stay back, and it was such a, and I had no idea what is the lifestyle of a brahmachari or what about my basic needs, who will fulfill. I had absolutely no idea. So the day I decided to join and sent my letters to my home and my office, I just came, and night I just slept here on the floor. Happily slept. And after a few days, I had maybe, and some amount was spent, the amount left was only about 91 rupees with me. And I had a tremendous anxiety, and that is, my paste was getting over, toothpaste. And my shaving cream was getting over. And I didn't know, because that was recently had shaved. So I really didn't know, with this 91, what should I buy? Should I buy a bathing soap or this soap? And the most anxiety thing was, what will happen after this is over? This was happening when I was sleeping. Just lying down like this and saying, 91 rupees. Where should I invest this? For bathing soap? Or this was my $1 million question at that time. We may all be laughing, but that was the serious, most serious question in my mind. So much so, that after 1.5 hours practically of thinking, around 12:30 at night, I was so disgusted and I said, you left everything for Krishna, at least that's what you say, and you are in anxiety about 91 rupees. And that was the time I just got up and took that 91 rupees and came here, and there was this hundi. I just put it inside. And even though the curtain was closed, I said, Gopinath, I know you see me. I can't see, but you see me. I just don't know what I'm doing. Now my life is yours. And looking back, this verse, ye yatha mam prapadyante, I think it is very understatement. I think Krishna sees the intent in that, maybe that simple act, seemingly a foolish act now, but he took it seriously and he has reciprocated so much. Also, whatever little appreciation really I have of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ji, absolutely there is no doubt that in my case it is actually because of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. As you can't glorify, or rather glorifying Lord Narsingadev would be incomplete without glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. And you cannot glorify Prahlad Maharaj without glorifying the wonderful qualities of Lord Narsingadev. Glories of Lord Ram is incomplete without including Hanumanji. And you can't glorify Hanuman without glorifying Lord Ram. Similarly, I feel glorifying truly Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ji is incomplete without glorifying that personality who actually made us realize who is this personality standing here in front of us. Always, year after year. And it would be incomplete to not speak about Maharaj's contribution in, I'm sure you have heard, so many of us must have spoken, but my appreciation for Srila Prabhupada and the mission of Srila Prabhupada and true glories of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ji is truly because all over the world we see so many who have access to Prabhupada's books. But you can pick up any statement from there and justify any kind of attitude by picking up something. I mean, we see that happening all over. Even though the Srila Prabhupada's books are there, those books come alive only in spirit when a person who has actually taken the essence of that message by his words and by his personal example can exemplify it. Then that knowledge, as Prabhuji was, Krishna Chandra Prabhu was mentioning, could become actually wisdom. The head knowledge can become heart knowledge. Because we see so many people quoting Prabhupada's statement can also be misdirected and can become fanatic. This is my understanding that in every organization, every institution, there are two kinds of schools. There are conservatives and there are liberals. The conservatives are very much concerned about conserving the principles. And the liberals are concerned about being liberal about the details. But when the conservatives become conservative about the details also, in addition to principles, they become fanatics. And when the liberals become liberal about the principles, in addition to the details, then they become compromised, deviated and distracted. So it really takes a person of essence who's really understood the spirit of those books, the spirit behind the law, not just the letter of the law, to actually make it manifest, make that thing by own example and by words. So in His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, I have seen personally he is a conservative with himself, so strict. But with others, he is so liberal, so accommodative. And that is how our faith in Srila Prabhupada, and that even Radha Gopinath are like that, can actually manifest. If this person who is representing can be like this, the person whom they worship, obviously they must have that. That faith develops just by being in that association and hearing. I would also like to speak a little about my association with Gurukul boys. Actually, to tell you truth, I won't say I disliked children, but even when I came here, I liked and loved children as long as they're in their parents' arms. I like to just kind of hold their cheek and shake it. That's all. Actually, the only time I took a child in my arm was my niece when she was about 2 years old, when my sister wanted to take a photograph with her. That was my only contact. Otherwise, from a distance, I really loved them. But when I came here, there were 55 boys running around here. So I said, I'm happy they are in the next room. Because I was chanting shlokas nicely, that's what Rasamrat Maharaj noticed. He told me, why don't you teach these children some shlokas? I said, wow, I would love to do. So I started teaching shlokas to the children. And then they said, why don't you, one by one, it just started. Sanat Kumar Prabhu was in charge. I said, hey, kaam karo, thoda Mahabharat bhi sunao inko. So while taking prasad, I used to read Mahabharat stories for them. And sometimes they used to correct me. Children were so smart. And so then I was happy with that. But then the person who was in charge of that orphanage, he left. And nobody else was there. So here downstairs, one time Radhana Swami Maharaj was coming down along with Sanat Kumar Prabhu, and I was going up the stairs. And I don't know whether they were discussing about Gurukul. Suddenly Sanat Kumar Prabhu, Maharaj, I think this is the right person to take charge of Guru. He should be put in charge. And Maharaj said, so from today you are the in charge of Gurukul. That was my initiation into Gurukul. And I suddenly, then they left. And 55 boys of all range and all shades and all kinds of natures, totally wild. And I said, maybe this was something I didn't like, and Krishna specially did this to purify me. So I said, okay. And somehow I managed, or they managed me. They kind of tolerated me for some time. And of course, Sanat Kumar Prabhu got his full karma back. And after 10 or 12 years, now he's taking care of them fully. And All Vaishnava Prads are. I did a Vaishnava Prad, I think. That's why I got 12 years of seva. So, but one thing, that evening Maharaj met me and gave me only two instructions. He said, you don't sleep with them. Because it was on a loft and there were 55 children, you know, downstairs. They used to come and sleep here actually. They used to come around for this Shayan Darshan. They used to come and sleep here. 8:45 to 9 was the Shayan Darshan. So all the children, of course nobody would come at that time. Hardly anyone would come for Shayan Darshan. It was ourselves. So all the boys would put their beds here and watch. And as soon as the curtain closes, they will roll down. So they would sleep in the temple hall, and then first they were to, I told them not to bring their beds. But later, you know, that monkey following Ekadashi story, that monkey decides to do Ekadashi, and then they said, they sat on the fruit tree. They said, tomorrow morning will be very weak. So they climb on the tree and then we will sleep, so that tomorrow morning directly we can pluck the fruit. Then one monkey said, why not pluck the fruit and keep it ready? Tomorrow you will not have the energy to. And one said, why don't we just put it in our mouth? We may not have the strength to put it. And one said, why not bite it and keep it, so that, you know, tomorrow you will not have the energy. And he said, let us swallow it so that there is no energy to, we may not have. So something like that. The kids started rolling. They put their bed and sit on their bed systematically here. And as soon as the darshan closed, they would just roll down. So here and then downstairs, these are the places where they would sleep. So he had told me, do not sleep with them, close to them. You are a brahmachari. And he said, do not ever beat them. These are the only two instructions he gave, that's all. Meaning, you are supposed to serve them, not kind of exploit, or so to say, something like that. So, and another thing that he gave me, one particular instruction, because before me, the person who was taking charge was too much of pushing the children to chant so many rounds and attend the whole program and so many things like that. And I was not very happy with that because I felt that they were being pushed. So, when I took charge, I asked Maharaj. Maharaj said, somehow I'm not very comfortable that they are being forced to chant, and sometimes they would punish for not asleep or something like that. And so Maharaj gave me a wonderful principle. I think all parents would benefit by this understanding of balance between discipline and lenience. He gave a very good understanding in a very simple way. He said, make some bit of Krishna consciousness compulsory. But even that, you make it pleasurable. Make it pleasing. And others, they want to do, encourage them to do more. But something basic minimum should be there, that's all. So that you are emphasizing, because they are dependent on you. So you should emphasize the right thing, but even that emphasis of a little thing should be made pleasurable, should be nice. And you should be exemplary example for that. And so that's how I did that. Okay, you have to attend because they're staying here obviously. So they used to go to bed early around 8:30 and they used to get up around 4. At that time the Mangal Arati was at 4:30 I think. So they used to get up at 4 and then get. One of the Gurukul boys was so smart. He had a rubber band in his ready-made dhoti. He himself made that, stitched that dhoti in such a way. So you just come from bath and slip on the dhoti and then run. So Mahajano Yenagata Sapantha. Everyone followed like that. To save time, because dhoti was too, you know, difficult for them. So, I made the Mangalarti, and children below, fifth standard, yeah, no, sixth standard, sixth and below should chant 10 minutes. Because if I say two rounds, they would chant in 2 minutes and say, Prabhuji, ho gaya. So I said, no, 10 minutes. Prabhuji, chhe ke paas aa gaya. No, 5:50. Prabhuji, chhe ke paas aa gaya. So they would just, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chhe aa gaya. As long as the big needle came to 6, they would leave. And the elder boys had to stay 5 minutes more. 15 minutes. People like, and then, in the mornings, I would encourage those who chanted extra by gifting them something or something. And I could see that wonderful devotees of both types. Devotees of both types, you know, I mean children of both types, some may not have liked chanting so much, but they would do amazing service, and some were attached to chanting and some were not so much in service. Some would look forward to fasting. Prabhuji, fasting hai na, abhi fasting hai na, isme fasting karna, bole nahi bhai khao. And some hated fasting. So I realized, you know, there was a philosopher who said about raising children. He said, I had six philosophies about how to raise children. Now I have 6 children and no philosophy. Because each one is a unique individual. So, I saw one of them, one time I came, late night program around 11:30 from a program. And just before I go to sleep, I used to just supervise, make sure that everyone is sleeping and, you know, in their proper places and with minimum distance. I had given them specific instructions. So, and I saw inside the mosquito net, there was one boy just sitting. So I just put my torch and I said, this was one boy, Amol, who later was initiated as Adi Gadadhar Prabhu. And I asked him, he kya kar rahe? He said, kuch nahi Prabhu, kuch nahi. Hey, nikal bahar, kya kar rahe? Abhi, 11:30 ho gaya, kya kar rahe? You should have slept. Nahi, 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 Prabhu, aaj main na japa nahi hua tha. Japa ho gaya na, subah ka time tha. Nahi, nahi, main extra karta hoon. वो आज थोड़ा बिजी था, होमवर्क था, इसीलिए एक्स्ट्रा का. दैट इज द टाइम आई केम टू नो दैट ही वाज चैंटिंग 12 राउंड्स एवरी डे. दिस वाज इन हिज 8th स्टैंडर्ड. सो आई वुड एनकरेज देम एंड दे वुड चैंट. हूएवर वांटेड टू चैंट आई वुड एनकरेज. नॉट दैट आई वुड डिस्करेज देम हु डिड नॉट, बट जस्ट दैट पार्ट. एंड अनदर थिंग आई नोटिस्ड दैट दिस बॉय, जनरली वी वुड गेट एट दैट टाइम स्पॉन्सरशिप फ्रॉम आउटसाइड. At that time, Gurukul, in the beginning, afterwards we stopped sponsorship. They would sponsor the money and we would actually supply the, or we would cook the prasad actually. Earlier, cook was also different here. Outside cook was there and he used to cook. And luckily one day, he was a very fighter cock, always fighting with devotees, and he would take all kinds of other things also. So the day he left, Maharaj was very happy. He said, okay. And he demands, he thought that, you know, we will fall at his feet and request. But he just left. And we were relieved, but we didn't know what to do. And that is the time Maharaj started. So all the brahmacharis, you should start cooking. Then of course we had Daita Krishna and Sachisuno coming. Some Gaudiya Math devotees coming and cooking. So so we would have sponsorships coming. And the sponsorships was actually, sometimes people would bring some things already cooked, and sometimes I could see that they had some party and leftover they would bring like that and feed. And sometimes so and some were, of course, some were good, they would bring it, and but they wanted to cook it themselves and give it, but we didn't know what kind of standard. So I would sit with them whenever they take prasad, but And they would relish it. Boys would relish because there was some variety when it came from outside. Here there wasn't much variety. So, the senior boy would serve and I would sit and I would not eat. So this boy would always sit next to me and say, "Aap Prabhu, aap kyun nahi khate?" Bola, "Nahi yaar, tum log khao. Baad mein khaunga." "Nahi, nahi, nahi, aap khate nahi hai, kyun?" Bola, "Nahi, nahi, aisa aisa hota hai, that's coming from outside, so I won't eat." So, 2-3 boys I noticed, they also decided not to eat. They said, "Hum log khayenge, peeche wo udhar baith ke khayenge, aapke saath." On their own, they actually decided. So these were the boys actually who immediately got, you know, initial, which means basically they took interest. And eventually, of course, many of them got connected. Most of them, some are working in the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, some are working with other projects. But most of them are still, the others also, still come and have darshan of Gopinath. Whatever they say, whatever they be, wherever they are, but invariably during Janmashtami they come. Invariably. Even those very earlier ones who are really notorious. But they come, sir, kya hai na, Gopinath ji ko ki baat dekhne ke liye aaya na. And many of them now are earning well and they put big donation for here and even for Lakshmi Narayan, because Lakshmi Narayan for them at that time was their deity kind of. Afterwards we changed and our devotees are worshipping, but earlier they were worshipping. Even now when they come, they big put some big donation to Lakshmi Narayan. So that was their attachment for Gopinath and Lakshmi Narayan also. Anyway, so one thing that I just wanted to say also was in relationship to levels of connection to Gopinath. I remember one time, His Grace Shruti Dharma Prabhu from Bhaktivedanta Manor, he had come to our temple and he was speaking about devotee care system that they are trying to establish in Bhaktivedanta Manor. And he made a very interesting point. He said, "We have made different levels of devotees and different levels of care for them. And what are the different levels? The first level is," he had divided into five. "The first level is, what is Hare Krishna? Which means they are newcomers, they just don't know what is philosophy, they don't know what is what, they just come for the first time to the temple. What is Hare Krishna?" So then you have, you know, some way of caring for that level of people. Then there are someone who come to the next level who are, "I like the Hare Krishnas." That means they become well-wishers, they like the devotees, they like things that are happening here. Then the next level, he said, "I am a Hare Krishna, at least on Sunday." So every Sunday they are here. "Prabhu ji, dhoti kaisa pehenne ka?" "Achha, haan, ye thoda tilak laga do na." So on Sunday they have dhoti, tilak, everything. Pakka Hare Krishna. Monday to Saturday they have a full-fledged social life and, you know, outside. But they identify themselves. "Yes, I am also a Hare Krishna. Not just I like, but I am a Hare Krishna." Then another progress, next level of progress is, "My life is Hare Krishna. Sunday ho ya Monday. My life is Hare Krishna. Sunday also and Monday also. That means I follow His principles not just on a Sunday, but now it is my lifestyle. Throughout. In every situation. In fact, even people start recognizing, ye Hare Krishna wala hai. Phone pe bhi Hare Krishna hi bolta. Whatever. In the office, etc." Guess what the fifth one is? "My mission is Hare Krishna." Now, not only are they strict in terms of practicing, but their life and soul is to give Hare Krishna to others. And he was telling, the care for all these levels must be different. At every level, you have to have a systematic way of connecting them and bringing them gradually. Whoever is willing, whoever is Some may eternally remain well-wishers. Accept it. This is one also philosophy that Maharaj emphasized. He says, just accept them for what they are. Respect them for what they are. Then they will gradually accept you for what you are and respect you. And once they respect you, they will start, their acceptance will increase. And we see it so much being practiced, I mean, in his own life. Every level of a person, he respects and he accepts them as they are. And therefore, they feel he is their best friend. Sometimes we have this attitude of holier than thou, just because we have put on tilak and kanti mala. And we kind of seem to kind of look down. But these are some things that not only has Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj practiced personally, but not only shared, but also practiced personally and shows day to day how he relates to everyone who are progressing, everyone in their own way, they are all moving nearer. So, that broad-mindedness, one time he made this statement, broad-mindedness means to accommodate all levels of people, and maturity means to know how to respect them. We respect every living entity, but the way we respect them differs. You cannot disrespect anyone, not even an ant. But only thing is, you accommodate all levels of people, all levels of devotees, but you know how to respect each one. So I was thinking, how do we apply this with relation to Radha Gopina? I was thinking this morning as I was coming that there are some people who are, who's Radha Gopinath? Who are they? Who is this? So they are newcomers. We all were like that sometime. So maybe like that. So, achha, this is who is that? Who are these two? So that is one level. Next is, I like Radha Gopina. Now for those people, who is Radha Gopina? There is Bhagavad Gita course. You know, what is Ishvara Jiva Prakriti Kala Karma? And then I said, achha. Sorry. So, first you understand the tattva. Then develops little rasa. First tattva is very important. So, they hear. So, that's one level of, you know, bringing them closer. And that's exactly what. And the guest reception. I was thinking how His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj has very nicely developed systems for care at all levels of people. Sankirtan Prabhu, I should really appreciate thankless job, you know, of sitting there. Initially he personally was distributing laddus. Now it is manifesting and all the system is in place. So that's where the appreciation for Shishi Radha Gopinath ji begins. They feel nice. The first people who come, they feel so nice that somebody notices them. Somebody, you know, talks to them very nicely and they feel welcomed. I was reading in Mahabharata, Chakshur Dadhyat, Mano Dadhyat, how to get respect devotees, I mean Atithi. Chakshur Dadhyat, first of all, Dan, Atithi's Yajna is Chakshur Dadhyat. First of all, you should give your eyes. That means don't stare at that person. You should always look at that person very pleasingly. Mano Dadyad, you should give your mind. Even in your mind, you should be feeling that actually that person is a guest. Srila Prabhupada and Krishna has brought this wandering soul, somehow stumbled to the right place after wandering through so many species of life. And therefore, naturally, Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagyavana Jeev. That rare soul has come. So make sure that because of us at least, he should not go away. Gopinath have invited them. They have invited, somehow inspired from his heart. Come here, come here, come here. Somehow he has come. At least we should not become responsible for driving him out. So a nice system in place for making them welcome, taking care of them, inspiring them, and slowly, you know, encouraging them. And then next level is probably, you know, Gita course and introduction like that. Then, I like Radha Gopinath. This is another level. And really, liking Radha Gopinath ji truly is about liking the devotees. Beautiful temple can attract people, but loving relationships amongst devotees will sustain them in the long run. So therefore, it is a great responsibility on our part, because whether we like it or not, we are representing Radha Gopinath ji. And if we don't represent properly, we are responsible for actually sending off their guests. So that's how people come to the next level. Oh, I like Radha Gopinath. Because I like the environment here. I like the atmosphere here. I like the vibration here. Because it's everyone is trying to serve each other. Everyone is trying to encourage each other. From there it comes to, now I am a Radha Gopinath devotee. Slightly inner circle. It's like inner circle. You know? I am a Radha Gopinath devotee. So there is a sense of belonging. Start coming, you know. Then there is the yatra and so many things like that. Moments of nourishment, moments of steadiness. Amazing video made, I think. In a few shots, really beautifully captured. So, and then next it comes to, my life is Radha Gopinath. This is another level where my whole goal is how I can serve them. And taking responsibilities, dedicating to serve their lordships. And the next level is, my mission is Radha Gopinath's. Meaning Radha Gopinath's mission is my mission. And this means a little higher. I was in Mayapur and one devotee, he made a very nice statement. He was talking about vision and mission. He said, Mahaprabhu's vision, what is the difference between vision and mission? Vision is, where do you want to go? And mission is, how do you want to reach there? So vision, he said, Mahaprabhu gave, Prithivite ache jato nagaradigram sarvatra prachara hoi bimorna. This is the vision. This is what Mahaprabhu wanted. And how to achieve that state? Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amar agyai guru hoya taro idesh. So similarly, now we have tasted. Now we have experienced their mercy. And now our responsibility is actually to share that wonderful mercy with as many as possible. Not only just here, everywhere. And this is where this Achintya Bheda Bheda principle that is Krishna Chandra Prabhu was also explaining comes. When I visit some other temple, any other place, how do I do this? I understand that as I am nourished and enthused by this particular form of Krishna in this particular place, this is a very localized and personal aspect of my relationship with Krishna, my personal sambandha. But when I go to another temple, I must see that the devotees there are attracted to that particular form of Shashi Radha Madhav or whatever, Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Ras Bihari, Radha Giridhari. The same way, as I am attracted here. And then, we will be able to, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Chamai Pashyati. We will be able to appreciate, just like when a chaste woman sees another chaste woman, she is inspired to become very chaste to her own husband. It's not that seeing extra chastity in someone, you want to serve that husband. Of course, Krishna is a supreme husband. Savai Pati. He is the ultimate Pati. So wherever you go, it's the same. But we may appreciate how Gopinath, my Gopinath, has manifested in such a wonderful way to attract the hearts of all these wonderful devotees here in this particular part of the world. And when we hear about their service and dedication and reciprocation and deity's reciprocation for them, we actually feel so much enlivened, you know, so enlivened to see how Krishna, in a multifaceted way, with all kinds, various kinds of devotees, reciprocates in such unique ways. In his own way, he does that. Truly speaking, then our appreciation for our own connection with our personal deity becomes not only much, much deeper, but much, much broader. Then we will be able to actually appreciate Krishna's mercy in a really mature and very deeper way. Just like I was in Mahabharata, when Sita meets Anusuya, the wife of Atri, she's inspired. She's telling how to serve Lord Ram. When Satyabhama and others meet Draupadi, they ask, "Sir, how do you manage to serve you very nicely? And you have captured your husbands by your service." And they actually take it up. There is one prayer that I did for Shishi Radha Gopinath Ji when I first came here. I know, the day I was initiated. And that is the only prayer which has turned 180 degrees. Now I am praying completely opposite. I never thought I would do it, but I am doing it. And I'll conclude with that prayer. The day I got initiated and I was told, "Your name is Radha Gopinath Das." Wow! I was like, and then when I came and stood, I was feeling so miserable. Chee, I don't deserve this. Naam ka das hai sirf. Kuch kaam ka das nahi hai. Sirf naam ka Radha Gopinath. Wow, acha naam mil gaya. The ego was bloated like anything, you know, puffed up. The only one, Radha Gopinath Das. Directly, you know, servant of the deities. But then after half an hour I came and I said, "Please Krishna, naam ka nahi, kuch kaam ka das banao mujhe." And today my prayer is, "Kaam ka das nahi, naam ka das banao." Jai Shishi Radha Gopinath ki.
Thank you, Radha Gopinath Prabhu. We know that you are